All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
for Jesus. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here live with Pastor E. Yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, our mixed panel of opinions will share Jesus with the world through our testimonies to just say, go and make disciples through our lives. And yes, no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life, and it doesn't matter if it's big, small, medium, large. Sin is sin, but God will forgive you. And yes, when he forgives your sins, when he heals your wounds, when he changes the whole direction of your life, you can now walk in a position of righteousness, and now the healthy relationship you have with God now includes telling someone else. It includes letting someone else know. And yes, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with those who need him. I tell you, the first moment I met him, I'm talking about not through my mother, my father, my uncle, or anybody, but when I met him personally on my road of Damascus, I knew immediately that he gave me the privilege to do the most important thing I'll ever and ever, ever, ever be able to do, and that's share his love with everyone. It's our responsibility to embrace the privilege. It's our responsibility to follow him. It's our responsibility to share his great love through a message of nothing else but love. Come on, let's talk Jesus tonight here on the Now Network. We had a guest for tonight. She was on board, and now she's gone. I am going to. Okay, she is. Can everybody hear me? Can I get someone to dial? I can hear myself. She just hung up, said she couldn't hear anything. I'm asking her to call back in now, and we are going to talk Jesus here on this broadcast. The devil is a lie. The enemy will not take over. He will not have any authority here in this place tonight. Can you hear me, Pastor V?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Let me.
All right.
I told you, he will not get any room here on this network tonight. We just want to say welcome to Let's Talk Jesus here with myself, Pastor E. And this is our weekly time that we come together to talk about nothing else but the name that is above every name, the name that every knee shall bow. And that name is Jesus. And I don't know about you, but when I talk about Jesus, which is very often and continual, but the more I talk about him, the more I get to know him, the more I get revelation from him. And guess what? The more he knows me, not as the sinner, but now as the saint, no longer as the little boy, but now as the man, no longer in the things of the past, but now in the things of when right now I can now abide in his presence. And I am so encouraged that I made it. I want to read a poem to you from our special guest this evening. I didn't know where God was leading me, but I'm now going to follow. Our special in-studio guest tonight is Pastor Valoris Brooks. She comes out of Abiding Faith Fellowship Church, and that is in Milwaukee. I forget. I think it's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but I know she's up in that area close to Pastor Dwayne. But I want to read one of her dynamic poems in her book. And it's a book of poetry. It's called Beautiful Nightmares. And I've read it several times, but today as I opened it up, I was led here. I made it. Ooh, I made it another day. I almost lost it. I gave way, to the cries of my heart, how her love is gone. We got to keep going. We got to move on. Ooh, Lord, I made it another day. I almost lost it. I almost gave way to the cries of my thighs. They wanted to give up. Just 2 minutes. That's all they need of a gentle touch. Ooh-wee, I made it another day. I almost lost it. I almost gave way. The cries of loneliness and my darkest fears. I've cried so much, I'm running out of tears. Ooh, yeah, I made it another day. I almost gave in. I almost gave way to the depth of night to come calm my soul. But hallelujah, anyhow, God is in control. Without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all of the Now Network our special guest tonight, the author of Beautiful Nightmares, Pastor Valoris Brooks. Good evening, woman of Amen. God. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Pastor Hamilton. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited at this present moment just to be with you and connect with you, and definitely what God is doing through your voice, and definitely now through my voice on today. So it is an honor and a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Amen. We are excited to continue to connect and to covenant with like-minded believers. And it doesn't take long to know the like mind, because it's not our mind anymore, but it's the mind of Christ. And I know that is the connection. So God bless you so much for being open, for being honest, and for being willing to step out into what God has called you to do, not just with your book, but just in every area of your life. First, I'd just like to give you an opportunity to share with our network a little bit about Pastor V. I saw that little caption on your name on your page. But Valoris Brooks, Valoris Brooks, who is Valoris Brooks?
Well, raised the only child. That definitely was a struggle coming up, because you're not accountable to anybody but yourself. So it took some years to get a little bit of that out of me. But however, definitely went down the wrong path, most of my life, the streets, the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the whatever else that you can name. But I was always raised in Lutheran atmospheres. Lutheran, I went to Lutheran middle school, high school, and even college. So I knew who God was, but I did not know God. It was one of those things that, you know, your mama made you do. Your mama made you go to church. Your mama made you go to the school. Your mama made you learn all these scriptures and so on and so forth. I didn't do it for myself. And to just shorten the story, in 1998 is when I finally gave my life over to God, because I was tired. I was tired of the drugs. I was tired of everything else running my life but God. And I gave up. And in 2000, he called me to preach. And I thought Jesus had jokes. I'm like, do you know who I am? Do you know what I've done? Do you know where I've been? I know you didn't call me to do this, but it was just such a marvelous outpouring when I opened my mouth under the anointing of God and people were touched and delivered. And so from then I, you know, began to preach and minister and study and learn and, you know, set up under some great, fabulous leaders to learn. And one good time the devil knocked me out with a divorce that just took my whole understanding and also knocked me out the church. So for 3 years, I did not minister. For 3 years, I did not hear from God. For 3 years, I didn't even talk to God, because I could not grasp any of that information. Plus, my mom died and so on and so forth. But when I finally made my way back to God, and I just said, you know, Lord, I'm just here just to sit down and just to learn and get my life right. He said, no, I still need you to work. I'm like, are you serious? Are you sure you're talking to me, you know, again? And plus, I'm a woman. I don't think that they want to hear a woman. And I had every excuse in the book. And man, Pastor E, God began to just keep on just laying me out. You know, I had heart surgery, major heart surgery. I had, you know, one sickness after another. Not to say that that was all God, but I'm saying that that did get my attention after a while. And I said, okay, I give up. Here I am, whatever you want me to do. But you got to work that you got to do, God, because you know what's in me. You know my struggles. You know what I deal with. He said, I'm not afraid of that. And we're going to do this. So that's how Pastor Valoris came about over the years.
Amen. So you know, as we get to talking, I share this with people all the time. It's like, don't we sound just alike? Oh, you went through that too as you're talking. I'm sitting there like, oh, Lord, you went through that too? Oh, you did that to yourself too? It's just so amazing that when we really get to opening up and sharing, that it's just so remnant that we're going through the same things in our yesterdays, but also it gets into that point of we go through the same things in our now, that is always a struggle, and the enemy is not going to give up. Just because you made it through one is not he's going to leave you with the rest, and he's definitely coming. So being girded up in him is so important. So you came back, and you came back hard, because now you began to open up, as I'm seeing, and releasing the pain, but not just the pain, but also the victory. How did God draw you, elevate you into saying, you know, no, don't throw the pain away. Take the pain and show how it's transformed into life.
Oh, that, you, Pastor E, I had lost my job. I was already down. I had done lost job after job. And I'm talking about good jobs, jobs where I could travel across the world, you know, making good money, down to, I was a grocery store clerk. And when you lose your job as a grocery store clerk, I straight ran to this church and I laid out before God and said, what are you doing? Who gets fired as a grocery store clerk? Like, I cried. And he said, what's in you? And I was like, I don't even know at this point. What you asking me these hard questions for? Just give me some answers. He's like, I need that oil that's in you to flow. And I'm like, what, preaching, teaching, whatever? He said, no, I need you to release your poems, because it was just a notebook full of poems. They were mine. They were never meant to be in a book, Pastor E. They was just meant to comfort me and give me, you know, focus and get stuff out of my mind and out of my, you know, flesh and put it on paper. It was not to be released. And he said, release those poems and I'll release you from that pain. As long as you're holding on to those poems, you're going to hold on to that pain. I'm like, no, them people can't know that about me. Oh, no, we ain't finna do that. And he was like, well, Lord, you can do it. And I sat there at that computer, and I was going through, and I was editing, you know, the poems, and, you know, you're rereading, like, okay, because they have been edited for television. But I was rereading, and there was a point where God said, release, stop it. You're trying to be perfect. Release it. I don't correct nothing else. Don't do nothing else. Release now. And when God told me to release now, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I sat there. I found out how to put it together, and I released the poem. And the one thing that I want to share with you was that, Pastor E, once I released the poem, because before that, anybody that knew anything about me was very painful. If somebody came and reminded me of my past, I sat up there and I got angry, or I got an attitude, or, you know what I'm saying, this knife begin to turn in your stomach, like, oh, you know too much, or, you know, shut up, don't talk, don't nobody need to know that. If I want to tell it, I'm going to tell it my way, and it's going to be really the watered-down version. And so it wasn't until when I posted on Facebook that I was releasing a book, and I have the picture in my phone right now that I can post it. Somebody made a comment and said, I guess people will buy anything from anyone, even a 5-time married, divorced, cheating, crackhead wife. When those words were written, Pastor E, it was the first time I never felt pain. First time ever I never felt pain of what people knew about me or said about me. And God said, didn't I tell you I'll do it? And from there, the book was released, and I've been not ashamed of my story since.
Amen. I mean, there's no really. I'm glad that you got there, because it's really the purpose of your testimony is to be proud of what God has done. I'm proud. I mean, people say you did used to be this. I would not be who I am today if I was not allowed to go through some things. That I now have a good word for somebody that is in some things. That's going to catch up to somebody in about 5, 4, 3, 2, bam. You cannot tell me nothing if you've never been through a struggle that I've been through. And there's some people out there. We know there's a few perfect people out there that don't need it, and they haven't experienced anything. But for the 98 other percent of us that have been through, how can you tell me something when you haven't been? And I'm not talking about Pastor V, about going through struggles. I'm talking about going through anything but coming out in Christ. I'm talking about experiencing some things and saying, you know what? I didn't let that experience take over me, and I let God release that other people can get the glory, and get the understanding that he'll do it for them just like he'll do it for us.
Yes. Yes, he can.
That's real talk.
I know he will. Real.
Yes, he will.
I was one that wasn't deserving of it. You understand what I'm saying? I wasn't deserving for it. He did it for me. So I know he can do it for you, because I look at everybody else as more deserving than I was at a time. I was like, no, they deserving of that house. No, they deserving of that car. No, they deserving of a good life. No, I'm not deserving, because I done did too much wrong. I done did too much bad. I don't deserve to be happy. I thought like that for a long time. And so then, therefore, when everybody else was getting blessed, I was the first one that was shouting, running around the church for everybody else, but I was still secretly crying for my own self, because I desired it, but I didn't know how to be free enough and accept God's grace and his mercy and definitely his forgiveness to be able to live in joy and smile and say, I am deserving of every blessing that's on this earth by the grace of God. So now I can stand and say that, but it took a long time to get there.
Ooh, yes. What, you know, some people just microwave people, expected to pop up like when they say it, but not willing to get in the position for when God said it, that it's appropriate. Oh, he will never leave you or forsake you, put more on you than you can handle, but it's on his time and not ours. That's dynamic. Like I said, I'm enjoying just being able to open up just in times of slumber. And what I mean slumber, when I just say, okay, don't do nothing. And I find your book here on my desk, and I open it up and I read through and see how that you have just let God orchestrate your testimony through words. And it's such a great honor just to have you here tonight. I want to say to everybody out there that if you are interested in this dynamic book, Beautiful Nightmare, you can find it, Beautiful Nightmare. You can get it here from the Now Network at the studio, or you can reach out to Pastor Valoris Brooks, link up. She's going to give all her information out later in the broadcast that we get to share that with you. We want you to get it, and we're going to make it happen one way or another. There's no excuses. There's nothing holding you back. We are going to make it happen. If you have a desire to share and to sow into this woman and to be blessed, we're going to make it happen for you. So, woman of God, now you're growing, and now you're in a different position, because now you're in obedience and you're allowing God to release in you, and now you're allowing God to manifest through you. You went to another level, because now the book is you. When did you release your book? Because there's no dating on here. When did you first release your book?
It's in the front. It was in 2016. Mm-hmm.
2 years. Wow. Where are you at now? Okay, so now we're 2 years later. I know the follow-up book is probably already written. Book three is probably already in place. But where has God taken you to as a woman of God and releasing now, not only through written words, but through verbal words?
He's taken me with a newfound compassion for each and every person I ever encounter, because I realize that even their actions, there's something deeper behind the action. What we do is we judge people based upon their actions, whether they're a smoker, whether they're a drinker, whether they're a liar, gossiper. We judge them on that. But God has given me a compassion or an eye to be able to say, I need you to dig deeper and find the root that's causing the action. And so then, therefore, I'm able to work with people and really get them to now start doing the same process I had to, which is go way down and start digging up some of them no good roots that was in us, whether mama did it, daddy did it, we did it, whoever did it. We got to start digging that stuff up. And so God has allowed me to take people through the process to see themselves, reveal their true identity in God, and then, man, Pastor Ian, just watch them just go and soar. Has just been a beautiful thing once people go through the process. And I take them through gently. It takes a little time. And we sometimes fight and argue, and some people might be on the phone and be like, yeah, she don't play. She will fight you to get you to your true self. And so that's where God has me now, is just each and every person that comes by me or want me to pour into them, minister to them, and mentor to them. My whole mission is going to be is for you to find your true calling and your true purpose and your true self.
Well, guess what? What a better time to release you to speak into our lives, to that one person out there. And I know we are all going to get, I know the covenant partners, we're going to listen to this one and in the archive and probably listen to it again. But for that one person out there that said, wow, that sounds like me. Ooh, can I write poems? Can I minister to us and to our audience and let God use you. And then, as I, you know, we've already talked, as God moves, let him move in you. And we want to just submit right now and hear what the Lord says.
The first thing that I want to do is I want to read one more poem entitled Identity. Have you ever stood in the mirror and looked at yourself? Did you see you without makeup, hair, and nothing else? At first glance, I saw a big nose, pimple, and scars. A voice said, look deeper. That's not who you are. I looked a little harder, tried to focus, but the gray hairs and double chin was all I noticed. Until a tear fell fresh from my eyes. I saw too much brokenness. I began to cry. A voice said, no, those tears bring everything into view. I need you to look past the mirror and see you. You think all your struggles makes up who you are? Daughter, I see more than that. I see a star. Let's start from the head down to your feet. I'm going to tell you what I, your God, see. Your mind is creative. I made it that way, to see the beauty in people and things that I made. Your voice is unique, to be heard by everyone. You have life and death in the power of your tongue. Your heart, I only gave you one, and I will tell you why. Because in there only lies one truth, and that's me, your God. There's only one God. I am the truth. And all that your heart can see, all that your heart can see as I choose. I gave you your hands to serve and help. Also in it lies your gift to gain wealth. I see your legs as strong towers and beams to not just support you, but others in need. Your feet I made, don't look at your toes. I only concern where your feet go. Stay on the path I have for you, because behind others are coming too. Your identity is not in your past, but what's ahead. Now open your eyes, look in the mirror again. See, the mirror only shows you the present, so why dwell on the past? It's only a reflection in a glass. That you see empty, but I see full. You see shapes and sizes, but I see beautiful. Look past the mirror, my child, beyond blemish and scars and shade. Speak to yourself and say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. One thing that I want to do is I also want to read a scripture. We always got to back this up with the word. And the scripture from Ephesians 2, 1 through 4 says, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much. That's Ephesians 2, 1 through 4. And the reason why I kept expressing those words is because the word even said all of us. We all used to. So therefore, I need no one to point the finger at nobody else in any situation. You do not have to be ashamed of your past. You don't have to be ashamed of the things that you went through, because guess what? You're not the only one, baby, that went through it. You're not the only one that struggled through it. You're not the only one that cried through it. You're not the only one who survived through it. There's others out here just like you. And like Pastor E said, there's a remnant that's now coming forth, speaking the truth of who they are and what they've been through, so you can connect to us, so we can connect you to the God that delivered us. See, we didn't do this by ourselves. It was only God that brought me out, because I'm going to tell you something. One thing about sin is very, very enticing. Sin is sometimes it's fun. You know, sometimes it tastes good, it looks good, and so on and so forth. Who wants to come out of something that's good? So therefore, me by myself, I did not desire to come out of sin. But when God caught a hold of me and he began to show me who he was, he began to taste better than that sin. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So when I began to taste God for real, I said, this is better than anything it is that I'm doing. I like this high better than this kind of high. I like, you know, this love better than that kind of love. And I began to give God a try, but it was a process in giving God a try. And the one thing that I also want to say, one time I preached a message that's coming back to me by the Holy Ghost. It says suffering. I preached a message called Suffering from PTSD. And most of you know what the clinical diagnosis is of PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. But when God gave it to me, he said, you're suffering from prior to salvation and deliverance disorder, which means that what happens is that the devil begins to play with your mind and give you the same symptoms of PTSD. He makes you have flashbacks and reoccurring thoughts of those things that you used to do and those things that you used to be, and try to tell you that you're not going to be any better, you're not going to be any different, you're not going to come out. Sometimes he give you sleepless nights. You can't even sleep at night worrying about the things that you did or worry about what's going on around you. Then sometimes he give you, make you depressed, make you lose your appetite. Oh, my goodness. He will make you even overeat. He'll make you do a lot of things just because you won't deal with those things that happened to you or those things that's in your past. And then sometimes that, you know, those past thoughts will make you angry all over again. Have you ever been thinking on something and all of a sudden out of nowhere it just changed your whole attitude, changed your whole mind, just make you angry about it again? You ain't even seen the person in 12 years, but you angry at them again. And if they wish to stand in front of your face, you know you would do something to them at that moment. That's the devil trying to bring those things back to you and keep you bound by those things, feeling like you don't fit in and that nobody understands what it is that you're going through. But one thing that I want to tell you I want to encourage someone to let you know, don't be ashamed of what you've been through. Don't be ashamed to find somebody that you can trust and talk to. And guess what? There was a time that I had nobody to talk to. It was me and God on that living room floor crying. I went through every part and every inch of my life talking to God. Why this? Why did I have to do that? Why did I go through this? Why did he touch me? Why did this? Why? I asked God every question. Did he give me every answer? No, but he gave me peace and helped me to get it out. So God is your best resource if you want to just ask him why, if you want to talk to him about it, he will definitely give you peace. You don't have to be ashamed. God will deliver you. He will release you from your past pain. He will release you from the embarrassment. He will release you from the anger. He will release you from the people that did it. He will release you from so much more. I am a living witness to tell you. When you get the book, you will see I've been through molestation. I've been through rape. I've been through abuse. I've been through physical abuse so far that I've been knocked out of a window. I've been through the drugs. I've been through the alcohol. I've been through the sexual addiction. I've been through it all. You can't tell me anything. And yes, it was a struggle, but to God be the glory. I'd rather struggle with God than to be struggling out there in them streets. Okay, because the streets don't have no love for you. There's no healing. There's no balm in the street. The balm is in Gilead. The balm is Christ Jesus. That is your healing for your soul. That is the deliverer for your soul. So I don't care what church. If you're not in a church, get to a church. Find somebody that know God. Find somebody that will pray with you, fast with you. What they say, these come out by prayer and fasting. Oh, yeah, sister girl had to do a fast. Oh, and she back on one now, because I know when the flesh tries to rise up, no, you're going to get back in subjection. What I tell people when they try to talk about me or used to talk about me, and I said, you're talking to a person who has a struggle and you're judging me based upon my struggle. But had I never tasted ice cream, I would never desire ice cream. Who agree with me on that? Say amen. So if you never tasted vanilla ice cream, you wouldn't never late night, say, you know what, I got to taste for some ice cream. And you get up and you do what? You feed the desire and you go get the ice cream. Well, some of us, baby, we didn't have Baskin Robbins and we didn't had all 31 flavors of the ice cream. Okay, so our desire is just a palate is just a little bit more. Our struggle is a little bit more real and a little bit more harder because we didn't tasted a whole lot of things, and therefore that's where our struggle come from, is because the things that we've done, the things that we've seen, the things that we heard. And so don't judge nobody based upon their struggle. What we need to do as men and women of God is try to understand, like I said before, what is the root cause of that? Was it because, you didn't have a father in the home? Was it because your mother left you? Was it because you were molested or raped? Was it just because you were poor and the kids talked about you? I was fat and pimple-faced. They talked about me big time. And so, therefore, there's something that was broken on the inside of you. And if somebody can reach that, and if you can reach that yourself, that's even more powerful. Because when you begin to work on you and yourself, the victory is much sweeter. I'm telling you, it's much sweeter. So when you begin to find what that root cause is, that is bringing forth the actions in your life, then guess what? Then you can be real with yourself. You can be real with God. You can allow God to do the things that he needs to do. And guess what? He'll start bringing other people that encountered the same thing that you encountered that you can begin to help. Yes, you're getting delivered for yourself, but guess what? We're really getting delivered for one another to be able to help the next person. So right now, I just want to tell somebody, don't be ashamed of what you've been through. Don't be ashamed of what you're even still struggling with. Don't be ashamed of what you're going through. But one thing I can say, do not give up on God. Whatever you do, this is real. I can't even express it enough how real this is in my life, because it was nobody but God that pulled me out of every last one of them situations. When they said I should have been dead and gone, that is for real. Even a week and a half ago, I had a four-day fever over 100 for 4 days. I should have been dead and gone. I shouldn't even be on this broadcast right now. But I held on to God and said, you know what, you're not done with me yet. The devil still wants to try to kill me. He still wants to try to silence me. Same thing he's trying to do with you. He's trying to silence you, and he's trying to kill you. He's trying to kill your hopes and your dreams to have a better life in God by keeping you bound with your past, by keeping you ashamed of your past, by keeping you feeling guilty about the things that happened in your past. In the name of Jesus, right now, you are released from that. And all you got to do is put in the work to find out the root cause with God in order to make sure that when that thing comes back up again, you can recognize that and say, oh, I know what that is. No, devil, you can't get me with that. Let's try something else. So I definitely want to encourage you all again, do not be ashamed of your past. I can't express it enough, because if you ever talk to me and I tell you all the things that I went through, you will definitely say, this woman, I don't even know how she's still here. And I'm not even talking about alive. I'm talking about in my right mind for the things that I went through. But it was nobody but God that kept me. And guess what? He kept me for the time as today, on April 9th, 2018, to be able to minister and talk to you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, yes, he has. Something you said earlier, and I just, it kind of, really, it wasn't funny, but it was. But you say you got fired from how many jobs, and then you got fired from, you got fired. Wait a minute, you got, I mean, that's not funny, but. You got fired from the big money job. Then you took the grocery store job and still got fired from that. God was trying to tell you what?
God was trying to tell me to release, do what he wants me to do first. Do what he wants you to do first. Then he will bless you. Because right after I released the book, a job opened up for me, and it was the best job of my life. But he's going to get his first. God's going to get his off the top. He's like, okay, you're going to start running and not doing what it is that I asked you to
do. Wait.
I'm
gonna
make
it what you said? God going to do what? God going to get his off the what?
Off the top.
I'm silly tonight. I apologize, everybody.
That's okay. But you
Glory,
know, and
hallelujah.
So when he got that out of me, I did. After that, it was like a week after I released the book, and they can tell you I got a call for one of the best jobs of my life.
Oh, come on. Didn't even have to apply. Just got a call.
I didn't even apply. They called
That's
me.
What I'm saying. He just got a call. Oh my God!
I just got a call. It was like, I got an opening. You need to come. I was like, I'll be right there. Didn't even apply. That's how God did that.
Come on, that's how God.
But it wasn't
works.
Until I released that book. Yes, it is. So there's something that God wants to release in you, or those who are listening to me. There's something that God has been trying to release in you, and you keep wondering why you're struggling in the position that you're in right now. It's because he wants his first. Do what he asks you to do first, and I promise you, he will then give you the desires of your heart. That's how that works.
That's normally the process. You got to give before you can receive, and you got to give all the best. God is requiring the best from us tonight. We want to take this opportunity to open up the line. So anybody with a comment, there may be that one person out there that heard something tonight that made you want to change everything, and you want to talk right now, dial one. We're going to pray with you and get you where we're at. And that's just in a place to say, God, take control, take the wheel, drive, fly, do whatever, but let me just follow you. Take this opportunity, dial one, to talk to Pastor V right now. Any questions, any comments, any prayer, or just shout out, just dial one right now and get in the conversation. I'll tell you, for me, that I was blessed with an autograph copy. You can get your own autograph copy too, but you can get you a copy for right now, right here at the Now Network Studio East Tees for You here in North Long Beach. We'll make that available for you. And then also we're going to share the information to reach out to Pastor V and be able to get your own copy. Minister Terry, we know you always going to kick it off and get it started. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus with myself and Pastor Dolores Brooks.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor Dolores Brooks and Pastor E.
Good evening.
Good evening, beautiful woman of God. I'm listening to you, and I love that identity poem you read, and then you follow through with that scripture. But, you know, I was just listening to you, and I'm taking notes, and I'm over here with Pastor E because I was listening to that job, you know, and you says, come on, God. But like you said, he wanted you to do something first, so I'm just listening. And you know what, Pastor E, I got to get that book because I'm listening to her, and my God. I thank God, sister, for the archives because you were just on and on and so much meat, so much word, and I'm just over here excited about getting that book and reading what the Lord is doing in you. Glory be to God. Mm.
Thank you. God be the glory.
Yes. You know, I'm just over here taking notes and just like, my God, you know. Whew, he is good. And I love what you said with that post-traumatic stress, and people take it as post-traumatic stress disorder, but it's prior to salvation deliverance disorder. Oh, my God.
Right. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. You keep doing it, Pastor V. Pastor, you
Thank
doing
you.
What you're doing. Beautiful,
Thank
mighty
you, woman,
woman
of God.
I love
Amen.
You, and I'm going to get that book. Amen. Love you all, family.
Bless
Amen.
You. Bless
Thank you.
So
Love
much,
you too.
Minister Terry.
Amen.
Anybody else? Don't be scared. All you got to do is dial one. Get in the conversation. Come on. I know our board is full tonight, and I know we have many listeners online. I will make this statement. If you are listening through the link, online link, you have to call the number 319-527-6173 to get into the conversation. Once you dial one, bring you into the queue, and then we'll be able to interact with you. If you're just listening out there, we hope you're enjoying everything that you're hearing today. How can they get the book, not only through our avenues out here in California, but if somebody wants that book right now in Texas or in Florida or in Atlanta, what could they do to get that, make that happen?
They can go to Amazon.com and then type in Beautiful Nightmares by Valoris, V-E-L-O-R-I-S, Brooks. And it'll come up. The book is only $10, y'all. God didn't make me put a big price tag on that book because that's not what the purpose was. It wasn't for me to, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, be monetary blessed like that. It was just to get my story out, to get people to start really connecting with God in their struggles. You can also find me on Facebook at valorisbrooks.com, and I'll post a link after the broadcast. Or you can call me at 414-388-2563, and we can connect that way as well.
Amen. Now, did you publish yourself?
Yes, I did self-publish.
You yeah. self-published. I'm just noticing that as I started to look a little deeper. I'm like, wait a minute, she did this on her own. So it may be that next person out there saying, I got a book and don't know what to do. You better get in touch with the woman of God. She self-published her own book, and I guarantee you she will share you some nuggets that can mentor you to now get in the level of doing what God has called you to do. Don't let that book sit in the archives and the in Minister Terry and all my covenant people. I ain't going to throw you under the bus. Get that book out. Get it out of the drawer, and let's do something with it. I'll tell you right now, I was encouraged when I received your book. Because it's so power-packed, so dynamic, but it is very compact. And everybody thinks book, you're like 1,000 pages. And, you know, that is so deteriorating when you got a word and you want to get a book out. And you're like, wait a minute, they want so many words. No, don't worry about what has been done. Write your book and get it out there. Very, very simplistic. I'm telling you, you can do it. And this woman of God can show you how to do it because she's already done it. Come on, anybody else with a comment tonight, dial one. They've been a little shy tonight, and I see many people that normally I will throw under the bus, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to throw people under the bus tonight. But we want you to get the book.
When it came to the publishing, huh?
No, I knew I could call enough times and I knew one person would dial one. James Hudson from Showtime Entertainment out of Houston, Texas. You know, there's a bunch of plays in just this book alone and these poems. Welcome, my brother. Let's talk Jesus.
Bless you, man. Bless you, bro. You know, I've been missing you, so there you go. Whoop, there it is.
You've been busy, man.
Man, I've been busy, man. I got to really be busy to mess man up and the woman up and do all that other stuff that's up, as long as it's up. You know what I mean? And I've been missing out actually by a whole month at least. I know two, maybe. I don't even know. But I briefly on most Mondays or Tuesdays, you notice a lot of times I'm just on just listening, brother. I hadn't been chiming in, but I have been seeing you on the move, and that's the thing. I should see God on the move through you, because you've been doing some awesome things. I actually got on here late tonight. I didn't get a chance to really hear the speaker. I heard you saying that she's a writer, and I heard some people making some comments. So that's an awesome thing. The guests, you always have awesome guests on your program. Well, I just want to let you know, man. I'm still listening to you and still praying for you and for the network. And I see everything you put out on Facebook pretty much. And man, it's just so awesome to see what God is doing in your life. So that's really our only comment I really wanted to make, because, like I said, I didn't get a chance to. I just got on here maybe like 10 minutes. I was sitting just taking
Amen.
The end of
Well, I'm gonna send you a book myself personally. I'm going to. Scholarship you a book, because I just was reading a couple other poems. I'm not gonna throw them all out there. You guys need to read this. I'm watching, looking at Haters right now. Ooh, that turned around.
Ooh.
Wait, Clean Up Woman. Do we got some dynamic titles up in here? You Left Me. Y'all heard me read. I Made It. Last Time. And there's some powerful. Welcome to My World. I got to read that. I haven't read that one yet. And that's the first one I made. And I've intentionally started from the rear forward on this book. But I'm going to get you one to see if we can get you guys connected. James is a screenwriter. He is a playwright. He is a director, performer, /. And you want to put it out there on stage? This is the brother that can do it. And I'm so glad that he is my brother. From another mother and father.
Yeah, well, man, I'll be looking forward to it. Looking forward to the book, and who knows? We snatch a couple of titles and stick them onto one of these plays, and just never know. She'll be like, "Wait a minute, where'd that come from?"
Hey, man, came from my dead book.
Just like she didn't have to get permission for that job. I'm gonna say, well, God gave it to me. I ain't have to get no permission for that title. He just gave it to me. So there you go.
Yeah. Come on now, yeah. Get out the way. Let God do it.
Yeah. Just get on out the way. Let him do it. Because when he do it right. And he don't need nobody else's permission. So there you go. You don't care about them degrees, none of that stuff. That like they say, favor ain't foul, man. And that's what it's all about. If you can just win the favor of God, all that other stuff don't mean anything. I'd much rather have favor than anything else that you can name. That's just the way it is. So I'd rather have favor than winning the lottery. So, because I feel if I get favor, I done already won the lottery. So so you guys be blessed, man. And like I said, we'll be praying for you. I'll give you a call later. I need to talk to you about some stuff, but I'll be calling you later.
Okay, much love.
Okay, much love. Take care. Bless you, my sister.
Yes, ma'am. Look, came late and still got inspired. And we're going to definitely get that connection there. Come on, anybody else, go ahead and dial one. We got a couple more minutes before we close out. I see a couple other my little throw under the bus people that showed up tonight. I'm not going to do it tonight. I said I wasn't going to throw under the bus, but if you would like to get in the conversation, dial one. Well, Pastor V, I want to give you this opportunity to share any information you'd like to, website, email, phone number, as you did already. What's going on at Abiding Faith Fellowship Church, which I believe I'm going to speak at that church one day. I don't know where it's coming from, but I saw some videos and I said, you know, I can preach up there. And very easy to make that happen on the other hand. But just tell us what's going on in that ministry world for you, that anybody connected can connect with you. We know she's on Facebook. She's one of my friends. You can definitely get in touch with her. But share.
Biden Faith Fellowship Church is located 4600 West Burley in the great city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Everyone is always invited and welcome Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. for services. The one thing that I definitely, and I'm my pastor and leader and friend is Bishop Anthony L. Oliphant Sr. The one thing that he's getting ready to start, starting the first Tuesday and Wednesday in May. Tuesday night is marriage maintenance, and Wednesday night is singles talk. So if you're in the city of Milwaukee and you've married and you want to hear someone who's been married for 28 years and know how to do this thing and struggle through this thing, and he's a young man as well, please come out on Tuesday nights at 6:30 for that. And on Wednesday night, if you're single and you single, saved, and struggling, come on out on Wednesday night at 6:30 for that teaching. And I will be here for the Wednesday night because I'm single, so I'm here for the Wednesday night, so we can always connect that way. Other than that, you can again always reach me on Facebook at Valoris Brooks. You can always call me 414-388-2563 if you're interested in me coming and talking to your women's group. I have a heart for women. I have a true heart for women because I understand the struggle. I can't hate on my sister because we just alike. The problem is that what we do is, again, we look at people's actions and don't realize that their pain is causing the reaction. Your action might have been different from mine, but our common denominator is still pain. And if we, as women of God, can connect to other women in their pain and look past their actions and help them through, guess what? Then we'll have more productive women in the ministry as well. So if you need me to come speak to your women's group, reach out to me. My email is valorisb@yahoo.com.
Amen. This has been dynamic, and we want you to get the book. Believe me, it will be a blessing to you and an inspiration to you that you can do it also. And anything God has put his hand on in your life, it can manifest when you start to now get in God's hand and see the manifestation. Thank you so much, woman of God, for joining us tonight. And you're welcome any Monday. Women Speak Now Thursday. You're welcome anytime you want to come share. We have different hosts for those broadcasts. Any broadcast that we have Monday through Sunday that you want to join in on, just let me know. And we're going to make a way to connect. And any good news you need to get out, we're going to definitely help you spread that news. Now, how far is Milwaukee from Madison?
Oh, that's only a hop, skip, and jump. That's only like 45 minutes.
What?
So it's not.
Pastor Dwayne, I got to throw him under the bus now. I see you live right here. Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin. This okay. is Pastor Dolores Brooks out of Milwaukee, from a hop, skip, and a jump away. Good evening, man of God. Yeah.
Man, what's going on with you, man of God? How you doing, man? I've been busy doing this and doing that, but I got a chance to jump on my phone, man, you know, and I see your guest for the night. I know she's from Milwaukee. You know, I see some of the stuff she doing. I just want to, you know, throw my hat off to the woman of God. Keep on doing what, you know, staying focused and stay on that trail, you know, keep doing a good job. And, man, bro, I seen you preached Easter Sunday, man. Was it Easter at the church? I said, oh, he don't win and got a billing on me. Oh, he went and got a billing.
That was somebody else's church.
Yeah, man.
That was somebody else's church, bro.
Man.
No. I'll let you know when I do that. Oh, it's coming.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Just,
get wrong. We going to open up, you know, just to get into it, we're going to open up a 24-hour church.
That's it.
I'm gonna be bringing y'all in from other states and stuff to come preach, because I need a pastor every 8 hours on the shift, 24 hours. That's four shifts.
That's it. And then I'm sold out. So you know, you got me anytime I can get there, I'm there, man. You know, I'm just, you know, thanking God, man, for everything that He's doing with you and for you, man, and just, you know, stay focused, man. Like I say, you do an awesome job, man. You keep, you know, getting exposing the body of Christ, man, to where people get connected and, you know, we get out. You get them out there and they spread the word of truth. That's what we need right now, the word of truth. We don't need no accolades. We don't need no no titles, right, anything like that. We just need the word of God, man, because
the word.
It's such a shame. It's such a shame how the body of Christ, man, is just folding. I mean, he said in the last days, that's what they're doing. Even it's sad, man, to see the folks supposed to have the Holy Ghost acting like they don't have no sense. And so God is, you know, like, he's doing, you know what he's doing. He's opening up true words to come out, man. The ones been hidden in the back to come to the front. Why? Because they're not afraid to preach the truth. So, man, you just stay focused, man. You know, you just stay focused.
Yes, sir.
And, I'm going to try to get back to you, man. You know, I started in the hospital.
You can come join me. Hey, you can come join me tomorrow night. Man up.
Yeah, man up. So I'm going to have to get involved. Because, you know, I'm off now. I don't work Tuesday and Wednesday. So I've been in that hospital. I got it in. So I'm almost done with that.
Woo!
That,
look at God.
6 month thing.
God.
So, and I can just. Now, you know, like I say, once I come off this deal, you know, me and the wife, we heading forward, man. You know, some things that God is putting in place of us and put some things together, you know. And, you know, the wife, she started her jewelry business. Then my daughter, we got to get with you because she's going to be CEO of her T-shirts. So we got to get with you so she can put some stuff together with her. So God put things together, man. He getting me ready for the ministry. So,
amen. You know, amen. Amen. Them,
when you don't. You know, when you take...
Oh, yeah,
the,
and
go ahead.
Remind Pastor Ann that this is her Thursday.
Yeah, and he said, don't forget this is your Thursday to preach. Yeah, she looks...
Pastor Valores,
ready,
I apologize. Look, we just having a conversation
ready
in the midst of your broadcast tonight.
Yeah, but I didn't get a chance to hear the woman of God. I she's friends with me on Facebook. I see her do some stuff in Milwaukee. I sometimes catch her when she do a morning broadcast. Just stay encouraged, you know. Just keep speaking the truth, you know. You know what God desires. You know what God wants. So just stay focused and let God do what He want to do. And like I say, we're gonna bump heads one day because you're hopping and stop right.
Hop, skip,
from
and a jump.
Yeah.
Listen,
right,
if you was
there.
A hop, skip,
so
and a jump from me, I would have seen you already 50 times.
Yeah. Yeah,
he'd be tired of me. He'd be wait a minute, you drove me again?
Hey, and you know what? You threw that out there, so I got to throw this out there. God has blessed us to be able to go tomorrow. We're going to go get our new, we're going to get us a vehicle, you know, so, you know, I can travel now. I can hit some places where I need to go.
Okay,
you know, the wife can drive. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get this car tomorrow, this new truck, and We gonna move around, man. We're gonna move around. So just thank you for the prayers, man, and thank you for, you know,
yes, sir.
Having
yes,
confidence
sir.
In us, sir. Yep. So
he already told me he wasn't gonna release your vehicle until April because you couldn't drive it no way.
Hey, hallelujah. What are you going to make me? I call you. I call Shando Lamoha. You better stop that, man. I'm already in the midst of praising him. I'm already in the midst of joy.
Oh, hallelujah.
And I'm telling my daughter, I'm jumping on this couch, man. And I'm like, God is doing this. And then you're going to, well, you better stop, man. Oh, my God. He's
see,
awesome.
See, people in California don't understand that joke. Because up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and up in Madison, Wisconsin, you better hope they got a snow truck clearing the road.
I'm telling you, man. Cause this, but you know what? We'd be back. We'd be up to like 60 Friday. We should start getting some warmer weather, man.
Yeah, it's all right out here too. I can't complain. It's okay out here right now.
Yeah, I know you can't.
I think we're like 91 today.
Yeah, what, you 65 right now?
Yeah, I think we're about 91 today.
Ooh, my God.
Hey, man, but look, God bless you, Pastor Dwayne. Give me a call after this, and we'll talk a little further. God bless you. Thank you for chiming in.
God bless you, too. Yeah, God bless you, too, sister. And like I say, you know, let God keep doing what he needs to do, because Madison needs some of that, what you got in Milwaukee. Milwaukee needs what something happening in Madison. California needs some Madison and Milwaukee, and we need some California up in Madison and Milwaukee. All right, so God bless y'all. Y'all be blessed now.
Much love.
Amen. You too.
Yeah.
Woman of God, you want to pray us out of here tonight? thank you so much again for being a part. Yeah. Thank you so much for answering the call. And like I said, when you're ready to go to the next level, let me know.
Amen. So right now, I just want to pray for each and every person that's on the line that is listening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you have done through this broadcast. We thank you and praise you for the ears and the hearts, Father, that are on the line right now that are hearing your words and not my words, God. Right now, Father, I ask that you begin to touch and release every anger, every pain, every bitterness, every frustration, every confusion, every weight that is so easily besetting us, every trick of the enemy that's tried to attack us, that keeps us bound, that keeps us ashamed, that keeps us guilty, that keeps us feeling, Father, that you are not calling us even in the midst of our struggle, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just release your glory, release your power, oh God. We release your anointing, we release your favor. And most of all, God, I ask that, Lord, that they begin to receive your forgiveness. For God, that you have forgiven us, God, for those things. You said that, oh Lord, that you have taken them and thrown them so far away from you, God, that you don't remember them no more. So God, help us, oh God, to receive that forgiveness and rest in your forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cover your people. Cover their minds. Cover their hearts. Protect them from what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to make us weak, oh God. But Lord, give us the strength to keep pressing on. Give us the strength, Lord, to link with one another, God, to build an even stronger kingdom. Lord, don't let us feel that we're alone. Don't let us feel that we're by ourselves. Don't let us feel that we're on the island and we can't make it. Help us, Father. Send somebody by. Send somebody by that man right now. Send somebody by that woman right now that needs an encouraging word, that needs a prayer partner, that needs a mentor, that just needs someone, God, that's going to labor and cry with them until they get their breakthrough, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Pastor E. We thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for the word that he's putting out over the airwaves to reach each and every person and as many people as he can. Father, I ask an abundant blessing to be rested upon his life. Lord, favor to be upon his life, not just his business, but him personally, God. Give him the desires of his own heart, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen and encourage him and keep him, Father, close and dear to your heart, God, that he does not give up, Lord, and that he does not quit, knowing that we need this great man of God. Lord, we thank you again for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.